Severe restrictions on people crossing our borders could present a problem for central New York farmers. The New York State Farm Bureau is asking for state and federal help with a potential labor shortage. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the group wants to make sure farms have people to plant, harvest, and produce our food.
Central New York farms that grow fruit, vegetables, feed for livestock, and grapes for wines use migrant workers who usually start showing up right around this time of year. New York farms use about 8,000 people from other countries. Farm Bureau spokesperson Steve Ammerman says it's a problem if they can't make it to the fields.
These are seasonal jobs only, so these are people who may be picking apples, plant and harvest. Greens and specialty crops and produce on our farms. So 8,000 workers, that's a significant number, and it's been very difficult for our farms to find local help.
He knows there might be a labor pool among local people who have recently been laid off, but farmers need them for the entire growing and harvesting season. The immigrant workers come on what's known as H-2A visas, and with borders on pretty much complete lockdown over fears that the coronavirus can migrate, processing those visas has come to a standstill. The Farm Bureau has contacted state and federal officials to ease the roadblock.
That's critical, and it's to keeping our food on the store shelves. And we have to be able to have an availability of labor. Labor has been an issue that we've been talking about for years, saying it is a matter of national security. And I think we're seeing that having a bit more prominence right now.
Ammerman assures people the food supply is secure. He knows farmers are committed to feeding the community.
We've been saying time and time again that people shouldn't panic. We do have a strong food supply, an abundant food supply in this country, and we should all be grateful for that and the work that takes place on our farms. Knowing that food will be on the store shelves is definitely a comfort in times of need, in times of crisis, because that is a necessity that people shouldn't have to worry about.
Some of the temporary immigrant workers are already in the H-2A visa system, and Ammerman says they should be helping out on farms soon. Farmers will be waiting for word from the Department of Labor to see about opening up the visa system, knowing that any workers will have to undergo medical testing before entering the country. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.